This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. An article in the Badger Enterprise of December 1963 tells the story of Duxby School, which was 50 years old at that time. The Duxby Schoolhouse, located in Politz Township about 9 miles north and 2 miles west of Badger, was built in the summer of 1913 and is now 50 years old, according to Mrs. John Carlson of that area. Many of the people now living in the Badger area attended school in this small but neat schoolhouse. Mrs. Carlson has spent a considerable amount of time looking up records as to teachers, students, and information about the Duxby area, and we will pass this on to our readers. John Nelson was the contractor who built the Duxby School. He was assisted by Charlie and John Peterson, Ole N. Peterson, father of Pearlie Peterson, Ed Soggy, John N. Johnson, and Elmer Askin. Claude, Luke, and Walter Hams hauled the building material from Badger using 3 teams. At the time the school was built, the Duxby community had a store and post office, sawmill, feed mill, and blacksmith shop. Nels Cederholm operated the blacksmith shop, feed mill, and sawmill, which produced lumber, shingles, and laths. The store was built by Tom Bottenstall in the early 1900s. He also served as postmaster. Others who operated the store and served as postmaster there were Albert Halleck, Jack Rohde, and Mrs. Spicer, Enoch Steen, Theodore Hobby, Thor Hegsted, and Carl Foss, who operated the store from 1920 until April of 1938 when the mail service was discontinued. Willie Lintz was the last to haul mail. He and the others before him met the rural carrier 3 miles north of Badger 3 times a week and carried the mail to the Duxby Post Office. The area is now served by a rural route out of the Badger Post Office. Mrs. Carlson also told how the community is supposed to have gotten its name. There is a big slough behind the schoolhouse that empties into the river. The slough is always filled with ducks, and the area was called Ducktown at first. This was shortened to Duxby, B meaning town in Norwegian. The kids used to skate on the slough during the winter months. A well drilled in the 1920s near the still has a strong flow. This empties into the slough and keeps it full of water. Charlie Peterson was the first postmaster in the Duxby area in 1898. At that time, the post office was north of the river where George Foster lived in 1963. The post office was moved to where the Duxby store was in 1900. Mrs. Carlson said the river flowing through the community was called the Duxby River in the early days. It was dredged in 1905 and since has been renamed the Roseau River. A 74-foot tower was also near the Duxby store in those early days and was government property. It was a boundary survey tower and was made from 2x6s and 2x4s. The Barrett brothers were the last people to survey from the tower. They sat in a basket at the top, making their survey and taking levels. While there, they lived in the upstairs quarters over the store. Another interesting item pointed out by Mrs. Carlson is that Florence Lintz was the first settler in Roseau County in 1886. He is the father of the Lintz brothers who lived north of Badger on their father's homestead, which is near the Roseau River. The school was consolidated with the Ross and Pine Creek schools in 1948, and the schoolhouse has since been used for a town hall. The building was reshingled and painted during the summer of 1962, with other repairs also being made. The building is one of the best preserved old-time schoolhouses in the area. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.